It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii, and also live on the web, worldwide. And the folks listening on the web around the world, weather here in Hawaii, excellent. In fact, better than excellent. How many places in the world can you see every grain of sand in the water? In the ocean? I know I looked at Long Beach and I don't know. I wouldn't put my foot into Long Beach. It looks brown and yucky. Anyway, luckily we leave Hawaii, although we have to pay the price, highest gas price in the nation, and still going up. So what's up with that, folks? How come you're not grumbling about it now, but you grumbled about it 2 years ago? It's the same price, but not one word. Give us a call at 296-5467. And we're supposed to have had two commercials made, but, you know, I got so much support from this radio station. I don't know. If I treat my customers like that, gone. I don't know. I guess that's the way to do it and be good business. Okay? But, you know, really hard to carry the ball, do the blocking and everything, and try to score. Anyway, so much for that. Today, the EBC, Easy Baker Charlie brake linings, is what I recommend for BMW, Mercedes, and all European cars, because they don't make the wheels black and they stop 2 times better than the factory linings. Stopping is important, folks. When you have a brake job done, how many of you out there ask how much? Majority of you. Okay? Give you an example. If you're going to have heart surgery, do you ask the doctor how much it's going to cost? You want to know if you're going to survive. Okay? Brakes is the same way. If your brakes don't hold, what you going to do? I don't know. Put your foot out like Flintstone? Anyway, brake linings for European cars and American cars too, if you want to be safer than safe, is the EBC lining. And no, EBC does not pay me a penny, okay? So if you want to think negative like most Hawaii people do, fine. It's your car, your life, your kuleana. You decide. Because a lot of people have been saying that I say things on the air because I get reimbursed or compensated for it, which is a lot of BS. Shell don't even help me with one penny. But how would you like this show if I BS'd you all away with what is good and what is bad? How would you like the show if I did it like everybody else does it with all phony stuff? I don't think so. But yet, the local people have this mentality that, oh, he's getting paid, he's getting compensated, and blah, blah, blah. I'm not a politician, folks. Politicians get compensated, yes. Not me. Maybe I should look at that. Being like a politician and get compensated, or I won't say anything. Well, no, I can't do that. Anyway, the other thing is riding in the back of the pickup truck. That law. How many of you are for it? How many against? Let me give you my feeling. Yes, somebody should tell those idiot parents that the kids don't ride and ride in the back of the pickup truck. But do you want the government to dictate to you everything you can and cannot do? Would you like that? That's called communism, folks. You want communism? You're going to get communism. It's already bad about the seatbelt. The seatbelt law is unconstitutional. But who's saying anything about it? I am. I want a judge to show me and a politician where it is constitutional to make a law about seatbelts that I have to wear it when I'm not endangering other people. It's just my life. It's not right. You give these politicians an inch and they'll take 20 miles. Trust me. But the back of the pickup truck, that is supposed to be common sense. And yes, I agree, there is no such thing as common sense. So, I don't know. Parents nowadays, they gotta wake up. Protecting the children is number one. Number one. But I can only say, my kids never rode in the back of the pickup truck. Only at the racetrack. Never on the streets. So, anyway, who's on the line?
We have William from Kalihi Valley.
Hey, William.
Yes, George. I have a 2004 Ranger pickup truck, and I gotta get new tires next week. And the guy told me that he recommended General tires.
No.
Is that good tire?
No.
Oh.
That's El Cheapo's.
Oh yeah, he said $85 one tire.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what tires you recommend? Because right now I have the Continental.
Worst tires you can have on.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes, sir.
Well, what kind of tires you recommend?
Okay, I would recommend the low of a BF Goodrich.
BF Goodrich.
And I'm not getting paid for that.
Yes.
And Goodyear. I'm not getting paid for that.
Goodyear.
Yes.
Oh.
Or Yokohama.
Oh, I see.
And I'm not getting paid for that. I got to put the disclaimer in, yeah?
Okay. Okay. So you said Goodyear.
BF Goodrich is the bottom, the most affordable.
Uh-huh.
Then Yokohama and then Goodyear.
Okay.
But you look at the date on the tire before you buy it.
Oh.
There's like a hot dog looking oval.
Yes.
And it has the week that it was made.
Yes.
And the year. There's four digits on the side of the tire.
Yes.
Okay?
Okay.
And the tires you find in Hawaii are going to be 7 years old.
Oh, I see. Okay. You know, nowadays, you don't know if, I don't know if it's made from China or...
It says on the tire.
Oh, I see.
Look at that too.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, George.
You're early today.
Yeah, I figured, you know, I wanted to get in on the line. It's like going to a really good restaurant, yeah?
Yeah.
George.
You're starting the class early.
Yeah, I'm not tardy today, gang. George, I wanted to, you know, I've been looking at this disaster of the oil rig in the Gulf.
Mm-hmm.
And, George, you know, technologically, they've been able to figure out 8,000 barrels of oil, you know, coming out of that wellhead.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go into conspiracies, but the slick now, the latest, George, report on the TV, the satellite,
mm-hmm,
with all the high technology is, you know, it's like 170 miles long and 70 miles wide, this slick, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And there's things they're trying to do and they can't do because of the wind. I mean, it's just terrible. But it brought it brings me back, George, to the point that that is one wellhead with that much oil. And I don't mean to, you know, I know that you've said in the past that oil runs out. Well, maybe at this point, right, one wellhead is exuding that much for the past 8 days or so.
It's going to get even worse.
Even longer.
Yep.
But, George, don't you think, in your opinion, that if that is just one spot, you know, on a vast reservoir of underground oil, I mean, and that's only on one part of our whole country, that there isn't more, you know, up toward Alaska? Of course, you know, the wellheads are still working really good and cleanly off of Santa Barbara. George, I lived over there. They're still pumping oil out.
Yeah, but not all the oil can be made into fuel. See, oil has to be in the ground for X amount of time.
Yeah, that's
to
right.
To kind of be oil. And this is what I've learned through the years, is not all oil can be made into fuel because it hasn't been in the ground that long. So, yes, there is oil in the ground, but you cannot pull it out and use it.
George, that, if
we're using up more oil than there is good stuff in the ground.
Because it's millions of years, George, like the peat.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
The peat in Scotland.
Yeah, exactly. But
yeah, it's a composted layer by layer by layer by layer,
right,
for, you know, hundreds of thousands of millions of years of
Yeah, but this thing, Rob, about the oil well, okay? Think, folks, think about this. How many oil rigs blew up and caught fire in the world? Think. How many?
Well,
I only know of this one.
Yeah, George, they're saying that this is the only one in the past 34 years, but I know they've been...
No, this is the only one, Rob.
Yeah.
You know why?
Back to the only one.
Do you know why?
Oh, well, I have my conspiracy theories about this one.
This is what I've been hearing, okay?
Go for it.
Is some tree huggers claim that this oil well is all BS, that the oil company was getting funded by federal grant or federal money to... go make believe like they're doing an oil well. They know that it is no good, and they did it, and because they were going to be investigated on, they blew it up. Stupid fools.
Yeah.
Now look what we got. They never look at the consequences. They're just trying to cover the backside. That's what I hear.
George, you know, may I add to that just a trickle of my own thought, that someone aboard that oil rig could easily be paid, you know, an incredible sum of money that, you know, is in on the crew, nobody knows anything.
Oh, yeah.
And you just do this to do that. But the ramifications, George, in my opinion, are that it's an unknown factor. So, I mean, you know, they're offered so much money, they're in a position to be able to do something about it.
Yeah,
and
but it's a lot
consequences.
Of, it's all about BS.
Yeah.
Because it should have happened all over the world. And it's, why there? Why?
I know. See, it's...
Something doesn't add up.
That's right. That's my opinion too, George.
Yeah, it smells like a dead rat.
Yeah.
And the government think the people of America is stupid.
As usual.
I wonder. We better go look on everybody's forehead.
Well,
thanks, Rob.
George, thanks.
Okay, aloha. Who's next?
We have Dr. Dean from East Oahu.
Hi, Dean.
Hi, correction to that. Calling from Denver, Colorado.
Okay.
I'm in Denver, Colorado. Hey, you know, the lowest octane here is 85, mid-grade is 87, highest is 91. The problem is that here, their mid-grade now is 87. They have 85 because something about that, because you're in the high altitude, what happens is that the cars don't need the octane. I don't believe that, and I still think no matter what car you have, you should be using the higher grade.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. The thing is,
the lower octane, octane eats more gasoline, and that's what it's all about. It's about money.
Mm-hmm. No, but how did they come up with this excuse about because you're in the high altitude, you don't need that extra octane?
It's because the people of America are stupid.
Okay.
You can tell them anything, but people don't look at history. History tells you things. Long ago, the lowest octane you could ever buy was 98.
Yeah, 98. And 104 was probably tops.
108 was tops. 108, yeah. That was the Chevron Custom Supreme.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But nobody thought about running 98.
Yeah, everybody wanted the high octane.
There you go.
Okay. Well, anyway, to make a long story short, we just had to refill our rental car now, so we used the 91 octane.
Oh, okay.
So it has 91 octane. Okay.
Thanks, sir.
Thanks a lot, George.
Aloha.
Bye-bye.
Okay, is it commercial? Yes.
Ready for who? Okay, ready for the break. We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita. And he has Tracy Arakaki today from Punisher Motorsports.
Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dimes.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Is your furry four-legged friend getting a bit too furry? Then call Fur Styling by Tammy. With 22 years of experience, Fur Styling by Tammy specializes in all types of dogs. Located on 8th Avenue in Kaimuki, Fur Styling by Tammy also features the latest in organic food, treats, and shampoos for your dog. Keep your dog healthy and looking good. Call Tammy at 732-5715. That's 732-5715.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob, mystified as always, but, you know, it's a, like you said, it is a one gorgeous day in Hawaii. I feel for the people, you know, on the mainland, or I mean, could you imagine in Hawaii if the beaches got covered with oil? Could we ever recover from that?
No.
No, it would be pretty tough.
Well, we'll get used to it.
Yeah, I guess.
Like everything else.
But you know, this is probably a change of subject, but just as I just want to put this out for people. You know, George, we talk about things that I think really impact people's lives, like the price of gas, like taxes going up, like closing the schools, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you would think people all over the country, they would be passionate about this. But they pass a law to arrest illegal immigrants, and you would think that they were trying to throw everybody out the country. And people are going nuts, and they're throwing water bottles at the police, and I'm watching this going, holy smokes, what is going on over there? I tell you, we get worked up over the wrong stuff, and the important stuff nobody pays attention to. And you just let it go, and you let it go, and you don't worry about it. And then when it comes around to bite you, you're like, oh, why did that? How did that happen? It's just one of those things that just amazes me. I don't know.
Okay, Bob, calm down.
Okay. And out of all the things going on, how did same sex marriage get passed? Where did that? What are these guys doing?
Okay, Bob, that's enough.
Okay,
calm down.
I better go before I say something wrong.
Yeah.
All right. Take care of your car. It'll take care of you. Aloha.
Ooh, he's going. Never get him started. Anyway, our new sponsor, like I said, is Maui Toyota and Synthetics Unlimited. And because the station is so wonderful, I guess I have to make my own commercial spots. No commercial spots were made. I've been after them for 2 weeks, and I got zero. I got zero, folks. Anyway, Synthetics Unlimited and Maui Toyota were very good in stepping up to help keep the show on the air. No help to the radio station, of course, but these people have stepped up because of you, the listeners, and all the response that you have turned in about trying to keep this radio show on the air. Synthetic Unlimited sells AMSOIL, which is a good oil. It's a synthetic oil. And the hitch safe. The hitch safe is that safe that goes into your trailer hitch. And fetch oil treatment. It's for those people who don't run their cars hardly. It's a treatment to keep your fuel from deteriorating. AMSOIL has a fuel additive called the PI, Performance Improver, that is similar to the BG44K and the Samurai. So, now we're on board. We got a fuel additive that they can use. So, anyway.
What does the additive do? Does it increase octane as well?
Yeah, something like it, and cleans the system. So, anyway, Maui Toyota, Damien Furrier is supposed to be calling in, but I don't see him on the line yet.
He's busy making a sale.
Oh, okay. Storm Stowing is also a good man to deal with because he has a heart of gold. He knows that taking care of the children is number one. He was good enough to drive out to Turtle Bay the other day and tow in the bookmobile, okay, so that we can fix it and the children can have the rolling library back. So give Storm Stowing a call if you need towing, and his number is 479-2983. Got it down?
What's that number again?
279-2983. Okay? Okay. And Tracy Arakaki also is playing a big role in keeping this radio show on the air. He hustled up Alan Swan to get sponsors for us. And if you know of any company that's interested in helping out keeping the Automotive 101 on the air, give Alan a call at 271-2911. That's 271-2911.
And we also have a fundraising effort. We finally got the GeorgeNita.com t-shirts done today. And it says Hawaii's Mothball Mechanic, the website address, and it has a couple of wrenches on there. And George will start having that on his website and at his shop. So if you guys want to help him, that's the best way to do it. $25 for a shirt. Proceeds are all going to go to keep George on the air. And okay. I'm donating all my time for that as well. So we got to keep you on and going.
Well, okay. And it takes the people to do it. So, and the people are doing it.
And Wanda, are you going to try and make a trivia question so we can give away some of these shirts?
Okay. How about easy one. How many attempts did Kamehameha the Great make to conquer Kauai?
Gee, easy one. I don't think
just
that easy.
Guess one number.
One. Okay.
We have Damien Farias from Maui Toyota on line one.
Hi, Damien.
Hi, George.
You know, I just wanted to let the people know, Damien Farias, owner of Maui Toyota, is another guy with a heart of gold. Years and years ago, when I told him about my idea to do a junior drag racing for the kids, without hesitation, he stepped up and said he's going to buy the first junior dragster for the kids. Right?
That's correct.
Nobody else did.
Wow.
I mean, Servco is super zillions rich and never even offered a tire. What's up with that? You deal with people that are good for the community and help the community, and that's Maui Toyota, folks. And Damien Furrier's always been stepping up. Look at that. He heard that we're going to go off the air. He stepped up and said, I'll keep you on. So I just wanted to tell you, Damien, big mahalo from the people. And I hope everybody deal with you instead of Surfco.
Well, George, you know, one of the reasons I did that, and I told you I didn't expect you to do any commercials for me because I was just doing to keep your independent voice on the air. It's what I think what you do is good.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like me. I'm an independent. I'm not part of the Surfco group.
That's right. And that's what I've been telling people.
Anyway, this George needs a mothball shirt. Is it a picture of a moth with George Nita's head on it?
No.
No?
It's two wrenches. Yeah, Tracy designed it.
Okay. No, like I said earlier, I've listened to your show for some time, and what you've been telling the people, and I'm sure a lot of them don't believe it, you don't get paid for doing what you do. And you've referred people in my direction for years, and I have never, ever once given you a reimbursement or anything. I've sent you customers who have repairs done that have bought cars from me and wasn't getting what they thought was the kind of service they wanted. But, you know, us independents, we got to do what we got to do to survive. There's so many things out there that dominate the market, and you just got to get your niche out of it.
Mm-hmm. No, but I'd just like to tell the people that's listening to pass the word that Maui Toyota is the only independent Toyota dealership, and you can do everything by phone, right?
That's correct. We've done a lot of it, and everything's been by phone.
And you don't have to fly to Maui to go get your car because Damien will personally deliver it to you.
That is awesome.
Yeah, Surfco don't even deliver to you. They're right here.
By the way, George, are you folks coming over for the races?
Yeah.
Okay, that's another thing. Every time we think about you guys having no track here and having to come over, you got to go through one carrier, not like before. And if you look into what was the demise for the Super Ferry, it's interesting. But then again, you know, you've got a monopoly that, with some of the environmentalists, put them out of business.
Mm-hmm.
In spite of the ESI and all the other stuff they keep talking about, I think eventually when it came through, it would have been shown that it was proper for them to operate. But they, you know, I guess they didn't follow the proper procedures.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting because I used to watch, you know, I used to use the ferry quite a bit. And I'd see all the love, one example, all the Love bakery trucks coming over in the morning.
Yeah.
And as they got off with fresh bread to be delivered, there were trucks getting on, going back to Honolulu,
mm-hmm.
to come back again. And when the ferry became a demise, I don't know if you noticed, the people that own Young Brothers also own Aloha Air Freight, Air Cargo.
Mm-hmm.
So who do you think was one of the large beneficiaries from the ferry?
The Air Cargo.
And then, you know, so you got your water, mm-hmm. transportation for cargo, supply.
But you know, Damien,
yeah.
that ferry would not give the kids free shipping.
Right.
Only Young right. Brothers gave them free shipping for 12 years.
Okay.
So.
We even tried to work with, on behalf of my motorsport show, we tried to work a deal out in brokers so that when they had off times, when they were off peak or not crowded, if we could have some kind of special rate for the racers going over to participate on Maui's events. They never even returned my calls.
Right. Okay.
So much for that one.
Yeah.
But you are very good.
Yeah,
and I'd like to thank you very much for the listeners for stepping up.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Damien.
But George, keep doing what you're doing. That's the only reason why a lot of people are supporting you, because they like the independent voice, and you do a good job at it. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Aloha.
Bye-bye.
Okay, who's next?
We got Rob from Ainahaina.
Hey, Rob.
George?
Yeah.
I want to... addendum is, I want to answer the trivia question.
Okay.
But even if I don't win it, George, I want to contribute $25.
Oh, you're so nice.
Because honestly, that's all I can afford. Of course, I would give more. But
you,
hey, maybe I'll
you
get
can
it.
Donate your 57 Thunderbird.
Hey, George, that thing is still online. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in there. If anybody goes in there, they'll see my car. I'll talk to you about that off air later, yeah?
Okay.
But anyway, George, I wanted to... my answer to the trivia is it took King Kamehameha 3 tries for Kauai.
Oh, I got a different answer from you.
That's all right.
Bing. Thanks, Rob.
George?
Yeah.
Make the check to the shop?
George Nita.
Yeah, in your name?
Yep.
And then to the shop address?
Yes.
Very good.
Thank you.
Tell us what size shirt you wear, and then we'll make sure we get one out to you.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, Rob.
Okay, aloha. Next, who do we have?
I don't know what happened to him.
Oh, okay. Okay, anyway, give us a call at 296-5467. You can call us from the other side of the world, Colette, and Wanda will accept it.
Okay.
Wanda will pay for it.
Okay. We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita and Tracy Arakaki from Kanisha Motorsports.
I went to a party and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554. Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And before we get any further, I'd like to talk about the crosswalk that we spent $140,000 for. The one right in front of our studio. Okay, let's go to the calls.
We have Tom from Waipio.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, George. And I wanted to ask you if you... Well, first, let me take a guess at the stab at that question. I'll say four.
I'll say call us back again and try.
Oh.
Okay.
Hey, we're trying to make it easy, Wanda, so people can get the shirt.
They're in the ballpark.
Oh, yeah. Any number is in the ballpark. Okay, what's the question?
Well, actually not a question, but, you know, did you see that news this past week? I think it was Monday or Tuesday, the legislature, they're going to raise the gas tax on the barrel of oil. And, you know, there was this one guy stood up and said, it's like they're doing us a favor. They said they're trying to wean us off of oil. So it's like they're going to put that 10 cents, you know, whatever, a barrel.
$1. It's $1 a barrel. It's presently 5 cents a barrel. It's now going to jump to $1 a barrel.
Yeah, so he had the gall to stand up and say, what are we waiting for $150 a barrel? But then they don't give no alternatives. And, you know, George, you have the alternative for ethanol, but yet what are they doing to help you with get your permits and whatever to...
I tell you what they're doing. They're blocking it. They're making it illegal for me to bring ethanol in.
Yeah, so, I mean, we all... I mean, everybody that listens to your show knows that ethanol is the solution. But, you know, that's the thing. They're hypocrites. Getting the tax to help us, wean us off oil, but they don't give us an alternative.
Mm-hmm. That's
I mean, they don't have anything for, like, biodiesel or ethanol or propane or, you know, that's all the stuff that you can convert a regular car. I mean, well, the biodiesel, they're for diesel-equipped vehicles, but...
Yeah, we're going to have some ethanol coming in about 2 weeks.
And no, but that's the thing. It has to be readily available. I mean,
I know.
You got it, but...
I got to try to bring it in a little at a time.
You know, it's hard to get over to your place and, you know,
I know.
Get a regular supply.
But it's the thing, see, if it's being blocked by the politicians, then I got to do it a little at a time. Otherwise, they can see the whole thing coming in and they're going to stop it. So a little is better than nothing.
Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? I don't know if this is the time, but they're saying they're doing us a favor. Well,
yeah, right. They're doing us a favor.
Yeah,
anybody raise tax is not doing us a favor.
They're doing us a favor trying to wean us off of gasoline.
Right.
But there's no alternative.
Yeah. What are you supposed to do? Bicycle?
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to let you know about that.
Thanks, sir.
Okay, George.
Aloha.
Have a great day.
Okay, who's next?
We have Rich from Waipahu.
Hi, Rich.
Hey, George. Enjoy your show all the time.
Thank you.
But, you know, I have two small questions, but I'd like to add a comment. The Hawaii state government is actually looking at an invasive species tax. So anything coming into Hawaii, they're going to tax. That way, agents will be able to make sure there's no... you know, invasive species that are coming into Hawaii. The problem with this is we've got two refineries here that pump in oil, and they're going to do it by per pound, basically. So your tax, that tax on the refineries will be passed on to the consumer.
So that's great.
Yes. And, you know there's going to be no agents at those tankers checking for invasive species.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the fact that they can't survive in the oil anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But that will be taxed on to the consumer. Believe me, I know this for a fact. But question for you. I have an 88 Monte Carlo, and I have put some mothballs in there before, and this is something I always hear you talking about, but I have a 15-gallon tank.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to put 75 mothballs in a full tank?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. On that 88 Monte Carlo.
Yes.
Do you still have the catalytic converter on there?
It's modified, so no, there is no longer.
Okay, you got it out?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, you can put the mothballs, but when I get the ethanol in about 2 weeks, come try some.
Now, you said this before. I mean, I keep hearing the show now. I mean, I don't have to do any changes to the carburetor or anything.
No. No. I had a 86 Monte Carlo SS, and I used to run 30% ethanol in it.
Okay.
Now, runs great.
If I come down, how much, I mean, do I buy a full tank, or do I just, what would you suggest?
Well, you just come in with whatever gas you have, preferably about 3/4 tank.
Uh-huh.
And we'll put in the ethanol, and away you go.
I'll try that.
Make sure you have Shell Premium.
Yeah, I go between Shell and Tesoro, so.
Okay.
Now, the next question is actually a small one, but, you know, being that my family also has a few small Toyotas and stuff, if I were to buy a Toyota from the guy on Maui, do I still get service as far as, you know, from Servco if I bring it in?
I don't recommend going to Servco because you're going to be paying about $400 or $500 for just an oil change.
Right, I understand that.
Yeah, so only go back to them for warranty.
Right. So they do accept it, though.
Oh, yeah. They have to, because if you bought it in California and moved to Hawaii, they'd have to do the warranty anyway. They're not going to tell you go back to California.
Yeah, okay. Now, I only ask because, granted, I have old cars that have no more warranties, but my family tends to buy newer cars, and I just didn't know if warranties are still good if I bought it somewhere else. So.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Aloha.
Bye.
Okay, who's next?
We have Troy from Nanakuli.
Hi, Troy.
Hi, George. I'd like to take a guess at the trivia.
Go for it.
Is it two?
Yay, two it is.
Why, we got a winner. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You wonder what size shirt. What size shirt do you wear?
Extra large.
Okie dokie. You can go and we'll have it ready for you at George's shop. You can go pick it up.
Okay,
who's next? Wanda's on the phone again.
Make another trivia, Wanda, so we can give away another one.
No, Adam.
Yeah. Okay, so. Anyway, I'd like to thank Tracy for hustling and trying to keep Automotive 101 on the air. And it's the working of everybody pitching in that keeps it going, like everything else.
Well, we have to. I mean, you've been an institution. I mean, you helped to start the Pro Gas Association. You helped to start the Junior Dragster program, and your voice has been on the air now for, 15 plus years?
Yep.
And it would be a tragedy to the community if we just didn't have your voice.
Yeah. I appreciate that, Tracy. Anyway. I
appreciate what you do.
Well, we try, yeah? Wanda, can you give another trivia?
Okay. Wait, let me go look for one.
Tell
us more about that T-shirt, if anybody wants to buy it, they can go to George's shop and get it?
Yeah, the best thing to do right now, because we don't have much as far as inventory. If someone is interested in buying a shirt from George, the best thing to do is call up his shop, tell him what size they want, and then we'll have it ready for them in a week to swing by and pick up at his place.
Okay. You got that? 847-5554. Very easy.
Just give George a call. Just tell him what size shirt you want. It's a black T-shirt with white print on it. We'll have pictures of the T-shirt up on George's site, hopefully, in the next couple of days. I took some shots of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll send it to you. And if you can have your web guy, or if you can put it up there so people can
see. That's Bob. He's listening now.
Okay. Well, Bob, make sure you get the picture up online.
Okay.
And if people want it, they just call up, and we'll have it ready at your shop in a week.
Yeah. Give us a call at 296-5467. 296-5467. If you're on the mainland or wherever, just call Wanda Collect. She'll pay for that. No problem. Okay? It's 808-296-5467.
Do fries come with that order?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Anyway, want to let you know that the politicians are scrambling around to try to get money, but the money is right in front of their face. If, and that's the biggest American word, if they had the initiative and thought about the people of Hawaii from the heart, not from the wallet, okay, they would do a Waikiki Grand Prix race. Would that one race would bring us out of the red. And this Waikiki Grand Prix race is an old, old idea of Damien Farias. You know, I was thinking, Tracy, Damien should run for governor. He make a damn good governor. He's smart, you know.
Or congressman.
Yeah. That guy is smart. And that's the kind of guys we need in office.
Yeah, but usually the smart ones don't get in, though.
Yeah, because what kind of guy's fault? Okay? I mean, come on, folks. If you vote wrong, you're going to eat it. And don't vote for the same one again.
Yeah, the ballot's dropped. Did you get your ballot yet?
What ballot?
The one for the special election. It got mailed out. No, it started being mailed out to the first congressional district.
I'll watch for it. So anyway, the Grand Prix race would work. Closing of the racetrack, Hawaii Raceway Park, cut on businesses and tax dollars.
Right.
It's a no-brainer. When you cut back on businesses, you're going to have less tax dollars.
A lot of shops went out of business, and even the big ones, 60% of their bottom line is... It vanished,
yeah.
Disappeared.
As tax dollars.
Right.
I mean, where is the brains of these politicians?
Machine shops, tire, you know, just name it, you know.
I don't know. It blows me out of the water. And $140,000 for a crosswalk? I don't know. And then raiding the hurricane fund? Now we're going to have a hurricane for real.
Yeah.
You know, it's like having no spare tire on your car. You're going to have a flat tire.
Right.
But if you have a spare tire, you never get a flat tire.
Funny how that works, doesn't it?
Yeah. You know, I used to blow up my 4-speed transmission on my race car a lot.
Right.
And then I decided I'm going to carry a spare trans. Never broke another one. Funny how that works. You know? So, whatever. Knock on wood that we don't have a hurricane. Give me a call at 296-5467. And what's the new trivia?
Okay.
What's the answer to
what
that?
What is Kaho'olawe's nickname?
Oh, that was easy.
You know the answer?
Sure.
Okay, we'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George, Nita, and Tracy Arakaki. From Punisher Motorsports.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Case has the perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcake. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, Q-Case truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or 282-4031. Or visit our website at qcakeshawaii.com.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And what was that you were just telling me?
Having been working at Channel 8 for many years, my good friend over there, the assignment editor, is going to help me out and do a little piece on you on tomorrow night's news, Hawaii News Now. So that's K5, KHNL, and KGMB. And we're going to be talking about trying to keep your radio show on the air and the T-shirt sales.
Mm.
So
Bob, Bob, you're listening. We need it on the web.
Before tomorrow, because when it airs, we would like to have people to be able to see what it is we're talking about.
Okay. I know Bob's listening. Because when we talk about something, he gets all winded up. Anyway, who's on the phone?
We have Dennis from Honolulu.
Hey, Dennis.
How's it going?
Okay.
What's this T-shirt? What is the T-shirt for? What does it have on it?
It has George's Hawaii's Mothball Mechanic It has the website address and it has a couple of wrenches on it.
I see. You're going to make any that are white? I don't really like black very much.
Yeah, we George likes black, so we're only going to have it in black.
Anyway, that's a good idea. Maybe you can whiten it up at some point later.
Yep.
Anyway, your comment about the crosswalks is interesting. As I recall, I seen the announcement on those things a couple weeks ago, and at that time it was like $100,000. Now all of a sudden it went to $145,000, and Mufi's out there, you know, waving the flag for it, you know? Kind of wondering if there's any donations going to Mufi's campaign on with a $45,000 increase all of a sudden.
Never know.
Well, anyway, I just thought I'd mention that. It's something seems really fishy there, you know?
Oh, yeah, I smell it.
Yeah.
It's right there in front of our studio.
Yeah, I mean, $100,000 seems out of line, you know? And then all of a sudden it went up $145,000.
I wonder if he would pay it out of his own pocket. I don't think so.
Well, if he's getting his pocket stuffed by who knows who, you don't know who. Anyway, okay.
Thanks for calling.
All right, thank you.
Aloha.
Amazing paint on asphalt costs that much, huh?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Okay, who's next?
We have Bill from Pearl Ridge.
Hi, Bill.
Hello, George. I just moved here from the mainland about a year ago, and I noticed that the kids here, young kids, have been, you know, taking the exhaust systems off of their car or whatever, even brand-new Hondas and all, and they race, like, from stop sign to stop light or whatever. And I live a block and a half from Cam Highway, and I hear them in the middle of the night with that kind of noise.
Mm-hmm.
I just moved from a city in Oklahoma where the police will write them up quick, about a $200 fine for a noisy car like that. And that don't happen here.
Mm-hmm.
So is there anything being done about it?
I don't think so.
I know when Fossey was here, I was here a long time ago, he had something like that going on, but it must have fell through again.
Well, I think you're going to see more and more of it when there's no racetrack.
That's the problem of no racetrack.
Yep, because, you know, from the beginning of time, from ever since the human being could walk, there was a race. It was always a race. That is a human way.
That's in their blood.
Right. You ever saw a human being not race?
That's true, yeah.
The caveman raced.
But it's dangerous here, you know?
I know, but tell the politicians that, my friend.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Aloha. Okay. Now you go figure, yeah?
It's dangerous everywhere.
I tell you.
Not just here.
I tell you. And racing, they would need a racetrack, but this idiots in office that got whatever between the two ears can't see it, that the human beings, a natural instinct is race. Come on. Huh.
So what have you been doing with your Saturday nights since the track closed?
Trying to roll ethanol. It's unbelievable. But, yeah, we're still trying. Okay, who's next on the phone?
Okay, we have Elton from Hawaii Kai.
Hi, Elton.
Hey, how's it, George?
What's up?
For the trivia, was it the Forbidden Isle?
Yeah, that's correct.
Oh, hey, you even look him up, that guy.
Yeah,
Google. give Wanda your name and size, and we'll have it ready for you to pick up at George's shop in a week.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, who's next?
We have Carol from Honolulu.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, George. I just wanted to let you know, not only is the legislature, the state, raising the fuel tax, but the city and county is also. Right now, in these past couple months, they've been talking about it, and the resolution, it's in, if anybody wants to look it up at the city website, it's resolution 10-70, and it has to do with amending the city and county of Honolulu fuel tax. They want to raise it up, like, for biodiesel and 20% biodiesel and all. They want to raise it, make it 9.25 cents more, but all other liquid fuels at 19.5 cents.
Wow.
Okay, now it passed second reading, but it was amended. Now they want to change it to the liquid fuels would be 15.5 cents per gallon. So I don't know if anybody knows about this, but I think all your listeners should call their city councilman and councilperson and ask them about what is the big idea that they're trying to, you know, they're making this go through, because it already passed first reading and second reading in the council. It only has one more chance. If it passes on third reading, which they'll bring it up at next month's city council meeting, then that's it. The tax is going to go up.
You know, Carol, you know of any politician that knows how to make money for the people?
But is Nestor Garcia your councilman? Who's your councilman for your district?
Oh, you don't want to know the guy.
Okay, Nestor
Garcia. Tam is your councilman.
Rod Tam.
Right.
Okay, Rod Tam is mine too, but I'm not voting for him. I haven't voted for him anyway. But
good for you. Good for you.
Yeah, he's no good. He mali's all the big guys.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen him do it. Okay, now, so all those who have Nestor Garcia as their councilman, they should call Nestor Garcia and complain like crazy, because if we can stop this before it gets to the city council third reading next month, there's a chance if enough people call all their councilmen and complain.
Mm-hmm. Well, Nestor's also on Facebook, so if you want to go ahead and post something on his wall.
No, but you got to call or write the office or email the office, because they have to record every single phone call or mail that they get about mm-hmm. whether it's for or against. So everybody should call or call their the council's office and tell them Resolution 10-70. It's for the fuel tax.
Okay.
Tell them they don't want this.
Okay.
Okay? I don't know if they're going to have any hearings on it. I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Yeah, you never know. But, you know, there's a chance. If enough people call, they got to listen. Because they're looking at any kind of way they can get money, and so they figure the fuel tax, right?
Well, they can't raise the property tax anymore. They've been continually raising it. They can't do that anymore.
They're still talking about it in different committees, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
that's
anyway,
all they know how to do is raise tax. Right?
Yeah,
make money? No.
Yeah, but for the city to be doing this at the same time the legislature is, I think, is really pilau. So, you know, we got to try to stop this and call your city council person right now.
Okay? Thank you, Carol.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Aloha. Like I said, Tracy, show me a good politician and I'll show you a flying Hawaiian donkey. Who's next?
Okay, we have Rich.
Hi, Rich.
Hey, George, how you doing?
Okay.
I've got some possibly good news for you. Now, I sit on a group with the government and the military, that is. And, you know, we bought all those vehicles for E85 ethanol, the whole fleet, I mean, throughout the entire United States. And there's no E85 plants anywhere. So one of the things that is actually possibly being proposed is that we're going to start bringing over E85, which might release our loosen up the restrictions for you on the ethanol.
Sounds good.
And the other thing is I'm looking for a good mechanic because I'm getting ready to ship over my 67.5 Mustang 302.
Wow.
And I just don't trust anybody. That's the problem.
Well, we can do it.
All right. Sounds great. I just wanted to pass that on to you. Oh, yeah. By the way, I drive a hydrogen car here on island, too.
Okay. Oh, wow. Thanks a lot for the call.
All right, take care.
Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Well, that's it. It's over.
End of another show.
Another show, yep.
Hawaii News Now tomorrow night, folks. Watch. We're going to have George Nita on the air.
Okay. So, thanks a lot for participating, calling in, and trying to keep Hawaiian Automotive 101 on the air. A lot of mahalo to all of you. And Tracy Arakaki and Damon Farias and Mario Yano and all of those people. Great people. Take care of each other, and we'll see you all next Saturday. Aloha.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.